AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least three people dead and at least 200 people rescued after Helene slammed into Florida as a Category 4 hurricane.
The point of Helene's landfall was near the town of Perry in Florida's Big Bend. Farther south in Pinellas County, Ashley Giovanetti says,
we are seeing some areas that received over 8 feet of storm surge.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting Helene has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Big rainmaker in the south where flooding this morning in Georgia has Atlanta Fire and Rescue reporting more than 25 rescues. Former President Trump, after criticizing Vladimir Zelensky during the campaign, now meeting with the Ukrainian president at Trump Tower today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the UN General Assembly in New York today. That city's Mayor Eric Adams set to be arraigned today in federal court on corruption charges. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, where she'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into the Boar's Head deli meat recall, 10 deaths linked to a listeria outbreak traced to liverwurst, the meat coming from a Virginia plant that the company has closed. There is a new drug for a mental illness that is often debilitating.
About 2.8 million people in the U.S. live with schizophrenia, which can cause psychotic symptoms like hallucinations. It's one of the 15 leading causes of disability worldwide. Antipsychotic drugs to treat schizophrenia have been on the market for decades, but a new drug just approved by the FDA from Bristol-Myers Squibb targets a different area of the brain. It showed to be effective in trials, and medical experts say this kind of treatment is desperately needed. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good news for weekend warriors. New study finds cramming all your physical activity into 2 days is just as good for your health as spreading workouts throughout the week. Researchers finding it's not how often, but how much exercise you get that counts. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother. you got to shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug them after the game and tell them you love them.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Good morning.
A lot of people are up and about, running up and down State Street, doing their exercise regimen right here on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they're doing some crunches.
They are.
Laying down on the
sidewalk. Push-ups. And what is that all about?
You know,
they're running. They're running. I get that. Yeah. I understand the exercise. But then all of a sudden you hit the pavement, you're doing sit-ups and push-ups and stretches. What is that all about?
Well,
you're just running, that's all. You know, just keep running.
It's a full-body workout.
It is a full-body workout,
Yeah.
I guess.
Rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. That's what it's all about. You got to get up. You got to get your blood circulating.
Yeah.
You know, do some. Nobody does jumping jacks anymore.
No.
Why is that? What happened to jumping jacks?
That was my favorite exercise in gym class.
Same here.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was kind of easy.
Easiest one you could have.
A lot of jumping around.
Yeah. I wasn't vaulting, you know, the horses and.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Quizen doesn't get it, right?
Vaulting the horses?
Yeah.
Don't you, like gymnastic horses, you know? Things with two handles.
We never did gymnastic stuff.
Really?
When I was in
gym class. A pummel horse.
Oh.
Did you ever have to climb the rope up to the top of the ceiling of the gym?
I was a chubby kid and I couldn't climb the rope.
All right. How about they had poles? You could go to the pole or the ropes.
Oh, they didn't have poles.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't do that. But at recess, I did. I would, like, climb up on the swing set up the pole.
Yeah, when we weren't asked to do it.
Yeah.
Right. We're told to do it.
But the horses were the most difficult, especially straddling. Yeah. The straddle vault. these things are, like, four or five feet long, right?
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to, you know, jump. And grab the pummels, push up, and try to vault with our legs
spread out. Over one side or the other, or both sides. Yeah, it was crazy.
And a lot of times your foot would get caught head first on the other side. Well, the spotter was there.
Yeah. A lot of help that was.
You know, it was traumatizing. I did not want to go to class.
Gym class was torture back then.
I found every possible way to just, you know, say, I sprained an ankle the other day. You know,
Then they'd have a day where, we're just going to run the track for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just keep running around the track.
I have a feeling that's the day the coach or the instructor didn't do what he needed to do to prepare.
Right.
So let's just send the kids out on the track.
Yeah.
They're young.
Yep.
They can handle
it. Just keep going around and around. If you can't run, just walk.
By the way, I just want to warn you guys.
Right.
If I don't make it in here in the morning,
why?
It's because I've just completely lost track. This is what's happening to me now in the mornings.
What?
I end up just doing piddly little things, And I just, you know, all of a sudden, I'm like looking at the clock. Oh, no. You know, it's 5:35. What am I doing?
What are you doing? Are you waking up too early or something?
No, I'm getting up at the normal time. It's just that I'm finding little things that I want to do. And then I do this and I do that because I think, well, I've got it made. I've got a timing thing going here. Yeah. And I'll be okay.
John, how fast?
But then time slips
by. How long does it take you to drive here?
About 15, 20 minutes.
You drive like a maniac, though, don't you?
I do. Yeah. Well, no, I go the speed limit a little bit over, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you're way out in West Middleton.
Coming 90 miles an hour down University Avenue.
No, there are a lot of patrol.
There are. Out there. Oh. And there are a lot of stoplights between here and there.
In Middleton, they have a sporty little black car. Mm. Really nice looking car.
Yeah.
It's a squad car.
Did you find out the hard way?
No, I didn't. Oh. I saw it on the side of the road. They pulled somebody over. And I thought, oh my God, that's a cop car in Middleton? Wow.
When was the last time you got pulled over and got a ticket?
I didn't get a ticket. I got a warning in Middleton.
Warning.
Yeah. Because I turned the corner wide. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Well, you turn the corner
like
and
you
went,
into the
you ended
far
up in the left
something?
Lane. Oh. So what? So? So what? Well,
they gave you a warning. Yeah,
we had to check and see if you had too much to drink. Mm. That was the that's the warning signal. Okay. If you turn wide, and the only reason I turn wide is because somebody else was in the other lane, and I just thought, I'll turn wide. I don't want that guy to have to slow down for me cutting in front of him. So I went in the left lane instead of the right lane. Wow. I had a reason, but I didn't tell the cop that. I didn't want to end up spread eagle on the ground. Cuffed.
Right.
There's no way I want to talk to a police officer anymore.
Don't get into an argument. Yeah. That's a bad way to go.
Then I'll never make it in here.
Well, it's 11 minutes past 6. Let's check the weather. We're at 58 degrees right now. And what have we got today? What do we have? Do we have the lottery weather balls?
It says here we're having trouble streaming to Facebook. This may have an issue on Facebook.
Zuckerberg is out to get us again.
Is that so?
Yeah, there seems to be a problem with our WMDX Facebook account. So if you're there and you can't hear us, then look somewhere
else. Then
let
us know.
Well, it's good to know that he is that tight for money that he's going to play games with us.
Okay. All right, well, back to let's do the roulette wheel. How about that one?
All right.
You got that? We haven't spun the roulette wheel for a while.
Sounds good to me. You know, we take care of these things.
I know. There's a lot of maintenance involved in it. So
no one else wants to use them. That's all right.
It's a high of 76 today. It's going to be nice and pleasant.
Red 76.
Yep. Yeah. A mix of clouds and some sunshine. Right now, 58. And a little bit later on, of course, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview. We're also going to be talking with a couple of people from the Main Street Alliance in about a half hour or a little less than a half hour. Sean Fetaplace and Corinne Hendrickson from Main Street Alliance. And, of course, you know, there's always something to talk about, especially on Fridays. You know, I like to think about...
What is it that you want to tell us about?
Let me tell you. You know, I've been awfully tired lately. This morning, I just didn't want to wake up. I just could have slept in another couple of hours.
Wow.
I was tired, but I got plenty of sleep.
Yeah.
No reason I should sleep in.
But I
thought, well, why should I sleep in on this lumpy, bumpy mattress anyway?
That's right.
You know what I need?
What?
I need a Verlo mattress. The John and Gordy Show, in fact, is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. And I say to myself in my sleep, I could sleep better and dream even bigger if I had a handcrafted, locally made mattress. I'd be sleeping right now. Mm-hmm. I probably would have slept in and wouldn't be able to read this commercial. But now I'm reading it. You can find Verlo mattresses on Madison's East or West Side or online at verlo.com. Sleep better and dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger.
Is this your plan?
Sleep till you wake up.
Not to go out and buy one because you can add that passionate feel to your ads.
I'm waiting to buy myself a Christmas present.
You know, if you buy the mattress, then you won't be able to put that oomph into it. You know, I really need a mattress.
Well, maybe we should do the show from a Verlo mattress showroom sometime.
That would be cool. Let's see if we can line that up. they, you know, open up a little early for us.
Stay the night.
Stay the night. We could sleep overnight there.
Well, Gordy, you can do that. You know, we'll be here. We'll man the base, and then you can, you know.
Sounds good.
Lay down in the bed. You have to do it lying down.
We'll work on that. Maybe, you know, after I get done with my surgery, I'll want to sleep in and lie down. I can just stay at Verlo mattress for a couple of weeks.
True.
And just keep the remote gear
there. You should
definitely
get it by that time.
Yeah, well, that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Some good bed rest at that point.
I think so, yeah.
So will I.
It's a brain operation, basically, to open the ear canal up.
I understand they're going to have a drill and everything.
A great big drill. Just go right through the ear into the brain and suck out some crap that's in there. Something like that. They explained it to me once with a bunch of diagrams. I wasn't really paying any attention.
You better hope the guy doesn't look anything like Will Ferrell, you know?
Man. Basically, I'm having my ear amputated. Yeah. Just going to shave it right off.
That's good.
And then
that's good.
Open up a big hole there that I can
hear through. Yeah, you can put a fake ear on and freak people out at the restaurants.
Hoping to get it all done by Halloween so I can get all scarred and bloodied.
You can get one of those wax ears filled with some kind of liquid.
There we go. Hey, let's take a look at the National Day calendar. Why not? We got it. Right. Let's use it. Is it National Brave Day? Is it National Planetary Alignment Day? Is it National Corned Beef Hash Day? How about National Crush a Can Day? Is it National Chocolate Milk Day?
It's not National Chocolate Milk Day.
It, in fact, is National Chocolate Milk Day. You are wrong.
Crush a Can Day?
No, you're wrong again. Sam?
Is it not Planetary Alignment Day?
You are correct, sir.
All right.
It is not National Planetary Alignment Day. Might be some other day, but it's not today. Let's go back to National Brave Day. I'm not sure what this is about. I haven't previewed this one. Brave. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fourth Friday in September, National Brave Day honors women who lift each other up, rescue each other, and make each other brave. Sometimes just a flutter of encouragement comes in the form of timely guidance from another woman. Other times, groups of women provide the energy coordinated through their thoughtful efforts for someone in need. Women empowering women. That's what it's all about for National Brave Day.
All right.
Good for them. All right? Okay. Let's see what else.
Well, let's have.
What about Crush a Can Day?
Okay. Let's go with that. National Crush a Can Day. Why would we need to crush the cans? I think it's an environmental thing. Dedicating the time to educating people across the country about the benefits of recycling. We have some quick smashing information to share today. Aluminum cans are the second most recycled material after steel in the U.S. Not only is aluminum 100% recyclable, but it also uses 95% less energy to recycle an old can into a new one. So there you go.
That's perfect.
Make sure you crush those cans.
They should have done that at the frat house that you were at a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? That's maybe something the Johnny Gordy Show could supply all of these frat houses.
Maybe so.
A can crusher.
There you go. It's National Chocolate Milk Day. We know about chocolate milk. It's National Corned Beef Hash Day. We don't care about corned beef hash, do we?
But this one, great,
I think I skipped over this one. Oh, I'll have to wait, maybe. Should I wait? National Scarf Day. Did I mention National Scarf Day?
No.
Recognize the power of the scarf. We're going to find out all about that in just a moment on the John and Gordy Show for Friday morning on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Played the wrong song. I like this. I just want to hear it. I love the video on this.
Oh, yeah. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy Show from Friday morning.
Okay, and let's get to National Scarf Day.
Yes. National Scarf Day is today. It recognizes the power of the scarf. Whatever your style, a scarf is the best way to express yourself. It says right here, John Peterson. It says, make a statement or update your look. Let a scarf inspire your style on National Scarf Day today.
Sounds a little dated.
Scarves have been around since Egyptian times, when Egyptian queen Nefertiti wore a scarf in 1350 BC.
Thus the song.
In fact, they played such an important role in the culture, the scarf was included in their costumes worn during the belly dance. See, it's all about the belly dance. Since then, scarves have been a part of every culture around the globe, it says. A scarf, by definition, is a piece of cloth that covers the head, face, or neck. For the most part, we wear a scarf for warmth. Ah, let's just think about the wonderful scarves.
Did you ever wear a scarf?
Well, only kind of winter
time. As a rocker?
No, no, hell no.
Really?
No, no.
Wow. Okay. All right. So just you say you hated Rod Stewart then, and he always had a scarf.
Yeah, I was never a big Rod Stewart fan, although I liked him before he became a big deal. He was playing in the Jeff Beck Band.
Well, that's too bad. All right. I wore a scarf.
A neck scarf, a head scarf, a winter scarf, or a beach scarf? Which is your scarf of choice?
Just a decorative scarf.
Yeah? In the 60s? Were you wearing scarves?
In the 70s. To the rock bars, you know. It was a rocky thing. Really? I didn't like
you
it.
You didn't wear
didn't
it.
Like
you're
it.
Lying.
Well,
lying like a rug.
No, really. I did wear them. Only because of Rod Stewart. I just thought, it looks
That's
cool.
pretty cool.
I got to say, rock scarves are a new concept to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, okay.
For the first time, he's hearing about the rock scarves.
What about, like, David Lee Roth, Van Halen? You know, he always had a lot of scarves. Same thing with Aerosmith and
so
Steven
many of these
Tyler.
Classic rock stars, I've heard their music, but I really don't even know what they look like, actually.
No
I haven't,
kidding.
I haven't seen many pictures of the bands.
Wow.
Yeah, they wore the long scarves.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was a rock thing.
Yeah.
I was really into the rock scene.
Right.
Cheap Trick.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
They had scarves, I think.
Robin. I don't know if they did, but, I think.
Yeah, I think Robin had one. Robin
Zander.
You think
Robin had one?
Right. Yeah, Robin Zander.
Peterson?
I don't know about that. Tom Peterson?
Tom Peterson,
bass player?
I think, I think he might have had.
He might have had a scarf or two. Okay. Sam is yawning over there.
Scarf talk on WMDX. Next time you see an old video, check out the scarf.
I'd like to start scarf up some pancakes this morning, wouldn't you?
Ooh, wouldn't that be great? Huh?
There's my kind of scarfing.
Yeah.
608-879-8255 is our number if you'd like to talk about scarves.
Where did you go in the 70s? What did you go and see? What bars did you go to?
Around here?
What kind of bands did you go see?
Let's see. Allman Brothers.
That's a big band. I'm not, local. You went to the local clubs.
Oh, local? Are you talking about local clubs?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
In Madison, I went to Merlin's a number of times, went to Headliners, you know, the Church Key, all the usual hangouts. Those were big places to go.
And you didn't wear a scarf?
No.
Wow, No wonder no one noticed.
too much polyester for me. I just, I like cotton and flannel and,
Wintertime
scarves, useful, practical scarves.
Well, that's when I wore them. I didn't do it in warm weather.
Okay, but you wore decorative scarves, right?
I don't know.
So the rock clubs?
As decorative.
Well, you were talking about going to rock clubs
and
bars
were practical
with scarves.
In winter.
Okay. You went from rock clubs to winter scarves.
No, but they were rock scarves in winter.
Okay.
I'm glad
you backed
finally,
yourself into a corner there.
You know what? I'm still trying to justify it today.
You still have
help
the scarves?
Me work through this.
Okay.
No, I don't have them anymore.
Okay, good. Gave them to Goodwill.
I think they just deteriorated.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. You know who's in town? Alexandria Cortez.
Oh, yeah. AOC is hanging out.
We don't know where she's going to appear. Is she in Madison today?
She will be. We don't know where. It seems to be
somewhere
a
around
trend.
The Capitol.
I'm guessing for security reasons, where they don't actually announce the location that somebody's going to be speaking to.
Well, I would think she'd make a stop at the Capitol at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
But we don't know. And I don't know who she's speaking for. Maybe Tammy Baldwin, perhaps?
Probably. Or, as you mentioned, Rebecca Cook.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
Third district.
Both waitresses, right?
Yeah.
They can do the pose.
The waitress pose.
I know she's doing a bus tour across the country campaigning for reproductive rights, so I'm guessing that's what she's mostly going to be focusing on.
Well, that helps. That helps.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears open for her AOC somewhere around town.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, if she's listening, she can stop in here, Capitol. We'll let her in, right?
Boy,
that'd be great. It would
be
cool.
An interesting spur of the moment interview.
Why not? We're at 202 State Street, Alexandria. Just stop in.
Oh, look, now we're going to have a bunch of crazy people showing up at our door, Gordy.
Yeah, we got security.
No, we don't.
We've got a single locked door.
Oh, let's tell everybody now, Sam.
Yeah, single locked door. Jeez. The other doors are wide open.
Oh.
We had a lot of jockers out this morning. I don't know what the deal
is. Is this National Jogging Day?
It might be. Really? And it's a day that we haven't noticed on the calendar.
It's a little bit cloudy.
Maybe Friday is just the day that they all get together to go for a run.
Cloudy.
Well,
the
whole thing is, we do the national calendar.
Yeah.
But the state calendar.
Ah, the state calendar.
I don't even know if there is one.
State day. There is.
This might be a very special day.
Is there?
It must not be that important because I never look at it.
Hmm. All right. Well, also coming up today, we mentioned before, Rocker will be in with a preview of the Max Inc. weekend. And also, it's the last day for our Go for the Green and Gold contest, Text to Win contest. So you'll have a few more chances throughout the day to enter into that contest and win either $100 cash or a gold chain necklace or our grand prize of a couple of tickets to see the Green and Gold. Yeah.
We've got the Main Street
Green
Alliance
Bay.
Coming up in just a few moments.
Yes, that's right. Sean Fetaplace and Corinne Hendrickson will be joining us in just a few minutes on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday morning on 92.7 WMDX. Take five.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's been a while since Wisconsin had headlines about new dairy processing coming into the state. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But there is a lot of dairy processing investment happening across the United States. Bryce Windecker is a dairy producer, also a broker analyst with EverAg. He's in New York State, and he said they're experiencing a real surge in investment for dairy processing of all kinds of food products.
So there's a Great Lakes cheese plant in Western New York that cotton wrap cheese as well as the production manufacturing of it. Fairlife should have a plant ready in 2026 or 27, and that'll be the aseptic shelf stable milk. And then there's also a couple of ice cream plants, and then some more expansion into a little bit more fresh fluid production.
That's Bryce Windecker. He's a broker analyst with EverAg. He's also a dairy producer himself, and he says that new investment in processing in New York State has got dairy farmers there excited. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning, probably not going to get you excited. Details on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped another 2¾ cents to 240. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 on Thursday to 214.5, and AA butter dropped 7. It's at 279 a pound this morning. Fluid milk contracts for October that go into cheese down 4, 23.28. So far, December corn is unchanged at 413. November soybeans are up a nickel at 1046, and the December wheat currently down 4, 580 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand, rolling into a Friday trade session. Don't forget, we'll see you next week, World Dairy Expo. Follow along, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Down on Main Street.
me in the main street alive, sir.
Right.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, early morning family show on a beautiful, gorgeous morning. Another perfect day coming up. What is it, you know?
Yeah. We're on a roll here, but it's a little cloudy this morning, but we'll see some sunshine, too. 58 degrees currently, 76 for high today. And we welcome into the John and Gordy Show the Main Street Alliance, Sean Fetteplace and Corrine Hendrickson. Good morning to both of you.
Yeah, thanks for getting up so early in the morning to talk about this. Now, you go around and you help small businesses, is that correct?
Is that the mission of the Main Street Alliance?
Yes, it is. Major Alliance expanded to Wisconsin about 4 years ago, and we have been hard at work helping folks navigate state, federal government, make sure that we're investing in things like health, better access to health insurance, child care, paid family medical leave, and we have about 2,000 members all across the state, including Corrine, who's joining us this morning.
All right. And, you know, you mentioned health care. Wouldn't it be great if we had a single payer system and we didn't have to even deal with this? <laughs> You know? We'd have better things to talk about, right?
Totally agree. I would say that at the very least, getting BadgerCare expansion done is really key. And that's going to be a top priority for us in the next legislature. It's been 10 years and it's just absolutely ridiculous that it hasn't happened yet. So we're hopeful that with the new maps in the new legislature, that'll be much more possible in January.
Yeah, you know, we never blame the Republicans for wasting so much of our taxpayer dollars because they just leave our taxpayer dollars in Washington. They don't allow us to get it back in any way, shape, or form, including BadgerCare by expanding it in the state. It's just nuts. I mean, we don't blame them for wasting our tax dollars and just leaving it for somebody else. I don't get that. Right.
Yeah. And the Wisconsin Policy Forum actually came out with a report just yesterday, which I would encourage your listeners to look up. And not only is it that about 90,000 people would get coverage, but it actually would save the state money because the Department of Health Services, or HHS nationally, said they would give us an extra $1.3 billion on top of the cost to administer the program. So it's basically financial negligence at this point not to take the funds. And so we're hopeful, but it's going to take a lot of work to get it done.
Well, that's breathtaking.
It is. Corrine, you've been a part of the Main Street Alliance how long?
About 4 years once they expanded into the state.
All right. And what have you been doing along with them, and how is that going?
So with Main Street Alliance, what I've been working on is helping to connect to small businesses in the child care field, because we are small businesses as well and need to see each other as small business owners. And then just having conversations with other business owners to talk about what we have in common and that we all would benefit if we had paid family leave and health care, and how these are community sustaining programs and things that we all want for our employees and for ourselves, but because we're such micro businesses, we really can't afford to offer them, and we don't even have them or access to them. And that is affecting our ability to start a business, to maintain the business, and to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's a big issue. You know, we always talk about employees having the ability for healthcare. I'm not healthcare, but childcare. Mm-hmm. You know, so they can go to work or even get a job for that matter. And now we're really actually looking at business owners themselves, small business owners, needing childcare as well. You know, to keep their businesses going. That's an amazing thing. We have to get that going. I don't know why we're just, you know we have a huge problem in the state, and we're losing the child care centers throughout the state since COVID. We should be trying to build that up again and, you know, get people back into the workforce. We need people in the workforce, and yet our legislators, I hope that changes soon, but our legislators don't really see a need for changing or at least solving that problem in the state, right?
Well, they are looking at it more as a regulation issue, and they don't see it as children are people, and they want to add more children into a classroom so that we can get more money in. But at the same time, it's children. They are. If you add more children, it's more work. And that teacher that we can't get at $13 an hour, How are we going to say, oh, by the way, you can have 7 2-year-olds and make and earn your $13 an hour? That doesn't even make sense on top of what it's going to do to those children and families. No parent comes into my program and says, gee, I think you should take a couple more kids so I don't have to pay so much. It's absurd. And so that's the biggest thing is we have to try and help people understand that we need to invest in our children, just like we invest in our K-12 system, that parents can't pay the tuition themselves. What we charge is about a third of what we should be charging. We don't have health insurance. We don't have paid leave. A lot of us don't even have paid time off because we can't charge parents enough because they can't afford it. And, you know, we're forcing them out of the workforce. The Century Foundation just came out with a great study 2 days ago. Wisconsin was featured as one of 5 states who did not invest in their, and compared to the other states, 13% more women have gone back to work in states that invested than in Wisconsin.
That's an incredible number.
It is. We lose $4 billion a year due to the lack of childcare as a state. So speaking of leaving money on the table, like really that small investment, and it worked. We were losing We lost 6,000 childcare programs between 2010 and 2019. We only lost 114 since the federal government was investing with us. So it does work, and we know it works. We just have to get elected officials that understand that that's the answer to do the work.
I know that MATC had a program. They were supplying childcare individuals or at least people into the childcare industry. And because a few of these programs were canceled, they had fewer people going to certain communities where those communities depended on childcare. And MATC is no longer sending individuals over, therefore childcare training from their classes. So.
Yeah, there's a lack of interest because you look to see how much we make. $13.66 is the average. The statewide average income is $28 an hour. You're going to run away and you're going to go work at Quick Trip. You're going to go work anywhere else.
Yeah. And they refuse to raise the minimum wage here.
Yeah.
Just so many different things. There's so many layers.
Yep. We're talking with Sean Fetteplace and Corrine Hendrickson from Main Street Alliance. And Sean, you had mentioned just before we came on the air that today you were going to announce some political endorsements. Is that correct?
Yes. So we, over the course of the last 4 years, have been spending time really going out, meeting with small business owners and hearing their stories. We've met with electeds. We tried very hard with Corrine to get childcare counts done. And so we hosted a series of roundtables. We were over in the Assembly District 51 in the Novak Robbie race. We were up in Viroqua in the Johnson Oldenburg race, and then Sarah Kieski and Joan Baldwin, which is a district that is gotten a lot of national attention and could be a real important seat for the state Senate. So we invited both candidates. We communicated with them consistently. Unfortunately, only one side showed up, but the side did tell us, you know, what they would do to address healthcare, to address childcare, to address paid leave and the things that are priorities. So as a result of that, we decided to form a political action committee called Main Street Action PAC. And as of this morning, we're endorsing Tara Johnson, Elizabeth Grabe, and Sarah Kieski for their races for the state assembly and state senate. The fair maps are real. The assembly's in play. The state senate's going to get closer. And if the assembly and senate are split between Democrat and Republican, the budget committee, the joint finance committee, actually goes 8-8. So that would require, that would force the Republicans to have to come to the table and to negotiate with the Democrats to pass a budget. And so we're hopeful if that does happen, that we'll be able to get some of these important investments done for the folks in Wisconsin.
Well, that's great news. So let me get this straight then. The Main Street Alliance is kind of a liaison between, you know, small businesses and the political world, right? I mean, you know, the legislature. You're acting, acting on their behalf to be their voice in the legislature. Is that?
I mean, what we're really trying to do is just give a bigger megaphone to people like Corrine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that if you look at our state's politics, a lot of it has been informed by organizations like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association for years. They've run lots of ads. They've, you know, really made arguments, but they've really been committing this form of political identity theft. by claiming to speak on behalf of small business owners when in reality they're mostly supporting larger corporations and big business. And so for us, it's like, how do we make sure that the voice of true small business is represented in the halls of the Capitol and throughout the state? And so that's what we've been working to build. And now, you know, we're excited to be able to help hopefully make sure that the legislature reflects the values of our members.
Which your PAC could do at this point.
Right. Yes, and we will.
Yeah.
We are not just endorsing, but we are going to be working very hard for the next 38 days to make sure these folks get elected.
All right.
And is there a website or Facebook page you want to point people to get more information about Main Street Alliance?
I love that question. Yes, you can go to mainstreetalliance.org. You can go to events. We actually just had our first three roundtables. We're going to have three more. We have roundtables in Wauwatosa in the 13th district race. And then there's two hotly contested state senate races up in Appleton and Green Bay. Okay. Those are going to take place in October. So folks are interested in joining those and asking the candidates questions, go to mainstreetalliance.org.
All right.
Corrine, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Just that along with being the voice for us, Main Street Alliance really is working to help us find our voices and empower us and help us understand that we can engage and talk with elected representatives. And anybody in the community also can.
You know, there's one aspect that we didn't cover here, and that is renewable energy out in the rural communities. What can you tell us about that?
I can speak to that.
Yeah.
Either one.
So I was just up with the president in Westby like 2 weeks ago, and there's huge amounts of investment through the Inflation Reduction Act and through some funds remaining from the rescue plan. Many of our members are folks who want to help make sure we have clean air and water. And, so those investments are going a long way to help to increase green energy around the state. So that's I wouldn't say for us as an organization, it's as high of a priority compared to others. There's a lot of great groups like the League of Conservation Voters and others who really help lead that work in the state, but it is certainly important. And there's a lot of opportunity for businesses to be able to go to electric vehicles, to be able to replace their hot water heater. And that's going to be something that as those programs go live, we're going to definitely promote and make sure our members take advantage of.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Very good. Well, thank you both for being with us, Sean Fetteplace and Corrine Hendrickson. And again, we appreciate all the work you're doing out there with the Main Street Alliance and spending some time with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good deal. You're doing all a lot of good work there.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
We've talked to a lot of small business associations,
mm-hmm.
But they're more politically active
right.
than all the other ones.
Yeah, it seems like.
Well, I'm glad that they have a voice in the legislature, at least. Yeah, absolutely. It would be great to have somebody counter Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. I mean, seriously, all they do is they put out press releases, they get press,
yeah.
the newspapers cover their stories. But no one hears about the actual small businesses. And a lot of times you actually define small businesses mm-hmm. that are actually big businesses.
Yeah.
They just have a high threshold for employees, the size of their business.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're actually big businesses, but they're considered, and I guess, legislatively, they're small businesses, yeah. but they aren't.
Absolutely. By the way, John, did you know that today is Morning Show Hosts Day? I didn't know that. This was not on the National Day calendar. Somebody passed that along to us.
They don't care about morning show hosts,
apparently not. Apparently not.
It's not enough to put it on our National Day calendar as long as we have some Smash a Can Day.
I understand. Now, I understand that we may have a special report coming up about the Sean P. Diddy, whatever that trial is that's going on. It seems like a mess. But can we line that up,
Why
Sam?
Are you looking at me, John? I don't even know who this guy is.
You don't know what? You don't know who Diddy is?
Who P. Diddy is? I've heard the name. I don't know anything about him.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll
I guess I'm more out of the loop than you guys. Yeah,
apparently so, but I don't know if this is a good time
to
check in.
And we're hearing that from a Gen Zer. Help.
Yeah, really?
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I guess he's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that at least.
He's a rapper and an influencer, and he's in a whole lot of trouble.
Hey boy, is he.
He's got a lot of legal bills he's going to be paying and probably doing some time.
He had some extracurricular activities at are catching up to him at this point.
Yeah. See. Now, I don't know if this is a good time. You know, I'll tell you what. We'll regroup here and see if we can get a hold of our special reporter on that Sean P. Diddy trial. We'll guess it was happening last night. So we'll check that out and a whole lot more on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday. 649 92.7 WMDS. Yeah. Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Sure, the dating game for P. Diddy. I get it.
I couldn't find a song what? Fast enough.
Thank you, Sam.
92.7 WMDX. Well, he had a kind of dating game thing going, didn't he?
Wow. I think he's up against some serious charges here.
Very serious charges.
Yeah. But we have a special reporter.
We do.
On the line here. And Bailey is joining us this morning. Good morning, Bailey. You were watching some of this trial apparently last night on YouTube. Is that right? Can you tell us about it a little bit?
Well, at first I was hearing a lot about like what P. Diddy did on TikTok. Like occasionally I'd get videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I would talk to my friends about it because it was just some like crazy information that I didn't think like anyone would have going on.
Yes.
Well, and
you're not alone.
Let's explain. Bailey is 14 years old, and so were you aware of Sean P. Diddy, his music, and
just from
his rapping
TikTok, and
before this trial?
Yeah.
No, I never really knew who P. Diddy was. I mean, he was in like a Kesha song, and that's like about as much as I knew about him. And then I started hearing this information, and it was like kind of interesting based on how weird it was.
Now,
that's true.
He was married for a time, right? To Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam's looking, give me a quizzical look. Like, you don't know.
There's so much that I didn't know about this guy that I've been living under a rock, I guess.
Apparently so. So what happened during this trial? Was there anything that...
Can you describe some of the things that you found out about P. Diddy?
Right.
I found out that when they went to his, like, mansion, they found 1,000 bottles or more of baby oil.
Ew! That was mom. By the way, I want to clarify something here. I see it in the headlines. It says, Costco says it doesn't even sell baby oil, even though P. Diddy says he bought his baby oil at Costco. Didn't happen.
They're distancing themselves from this as much as they can. Okay. Well, what else can you tell us about the... I didn't even realize this was on YouTube. The trial, is it going to continue today, or do you have any idea on that, Bailey?
I'm not quite sure, but I didn't finish watching the video, so I'm probably going to watch it later.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, your mom's letting you do that? That's crazy. I mean, I'm reading here, Diddy, Miami Bash featuring naked women, buffet. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. He was a freak.
Definitely that.
And, I don't know what's next on this trial. We haven't been following it very closely, but what were your impressions at the end? Did they have any kind of conclusion to this, or do you think it will continue, or where does it go from here?
I wonder.
Well, he's done so many, like, terrible things that he probably will have some repercussions. Hopefully he's like not allowed to walk free anymore, because what he did is truly like disgusting. And that's what it seems like is gonna happen, which I hope for. But I'm not exactly that sure.
Well, I know he's got some sex trafficking charges and also racketeering, which is has been ongoing apparently for a long time, and a lot of videos, a lot of evidence that they have to go through. You think you're going to continue to watch more of this trial, Bailey? Or are you so disgusted?
Probably.
You don't.
I mean, I want to just like finish.
You want to
phone? The phone.
You give me the phone. Catherine is taking over.
She was home last night from school, right? Home at 4 o'clock. We usually relax a little bit and then start cooking around 6. By the time I looked at her at 6, she was out like a trout.
Yeah.
She'd been watching this thing for 2 hours.
Out like a trout.
And nothing else got in, and she never woke up until this morning. She got 11 hours of sleep.
That's fantastic.
All dreaming about stupid P. Diddy. I want to tell you guys something, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
It occurred to me when I was listening to Main Street Alliance, that was a great conversation. And I felt from them, I don't know if you felt it, as a listener, they were a little reluctant. They were thinking, are these guys going to make fun of us? Do they even know who we are? And you handled them so beautifully. There's no place else they could have gotten that nice of an interview and that great information out to people. I hope that every one of your listeners understands that they need to tell 2 people about Civic Media and NDX and John and Gordy, because you're providing something really unique this day and age, right? You're doing what you did 30 years ago together, local, concerned, fun, informative radio. And I'm just so proud of you guys. I really am.
Well, you know, it was one of those
things, Kevin,
where, you know, we've talked to a lot of business organizers and community development people, and this is one of those that they're acting in a political way to try to change the system, and I think that is just a great angle I wasn't aware of, and we just found out this morning.
They have a great organization, and to find out that they're out there and they're doing the good work, and it makes you kind of proud of the next generation, like, okay, we've got some people that are involved and engaged and believe in what they're doing, and they're out there trying to make change.
That's not to say the other business organizations aren't good. Everybody's doing their job, but this is more on a political angle, which I really appreciate.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Catch up on P. Diddy for us, and keep us updated if there's any surprises.
The P. Diddy reporter, Bailey and Catherine, joining us this morning. And coming up, we're about to reveal the key word in our Text to Win contest. In fact, today's the last day for that contest, so you're going to want to get your entry in. That's coming up in our 7 o'clock hour right here, along with Rocker on 92.7 WMDX.
Morning, as we were saying,
let the sun shine.
John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.